This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward, giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start, because where you start matters.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Good vibes and variety. It's Alice at 97.3. It's Friday. That is Gracie Abrams. That's So True is the name of that song. And she's the musical guest on this weekend's Saturday Night Live. It is a repeat. It's the one with Chris Rock hosting. But I was not hip to Gracie back then. I'm going to definitely check that out. I love that song.
Mm-hmm.
Like a cute little angsty song. I love a cute little angsty song, you guys.
I'll note that.
Thank you. If you could jot that down in my profile. That's why I love Olivia Rodrigo so much, you know? So angsty. Uh-huh. Give it to me. Give it to me. It's like Alanis back in the day. Oh, feel a little angst. Give it to me. Come on. Yell at me. Okay, we're going to do a giveaway now. It's going to be super fun, and here's how it goes. It's your chance right now to win tickets to see San Francisco Symphony Films' Titanic. Text the word GOOD, G-O-O-D, that's good, to our contest line, 20357. It's a special line, 20357, text the word GOOD there, and you'll be qualified for tickets to San Francisco Symphony Films' Titanic. You watch the film and you listen to them play along, do the whole soundtrack. It's amazing. It's such a cool experience. It's happening April 4th at Davies Symphony Hall. GOOD is this hour's code word. 20357 is the contest line. Put those things together, you're entered to win. It's pretty straightforward. But it is new technology, you know. We didn't always do text contests.
Technology.
So this is crazy great news. There have been rumblings in the Ted Lasso universe. We're very excited. Everyone loves that show. I'm sure there's haters out there. No matter how many people love something, there'll always be someone like, that show.
Well, you can't go into a show like that and say things like, this would never happen in real life.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're right.
You can basically apply that to all shows on TV. Documentaries, maybe not so much, but still.
So either loosen up,
right.
Lighten up a little, or you're right.
The whole theme of the show is believe.
Right.
So Ted Lasso, which stars Jason Sudeikis, and an incredible ensemble cast, which not all of them have been locked down yet, but we are hearing Ted Lasso is renewed for season 4. Jason Sudeikis is returning. So the other names I saw were Hannah Waddingham, who plays Rebecca, the owner of the team. Brett Goldstein, who's Roy Kent. Is that his name?
Yeah.
He's here, he's there, he's everywhere.
Yep.
Roy Kent. I want to know if Jamie Todd.
All of them will be back.
There's no way that
anyone is. I remember them coming out not wanting to end. It was Sudeikis.
Yes.
He was the guy who said, this is over, the end. And then they were like,
There were shots on social media of Nate the Great, who had, they had their sort of comeback moment in season 3. The back of Nate the Great, Roy Hunt, Roy Kent, whatever his name is, and Beard, Coach Beard. And they were showing him facing the pitch from behind. and the world went wild. Like, I would still watch that show. You give me most of the people that are on that show, I'm in. I really liked it.
So I'm glad to hear it's coming back.
Yeah. And I'm dying to know what happens with, I'm never going to think of the kid's name now, but he's one of the players from an African nation, and he and Rebecca have something going on, and it's the sweetest thing. And what did they didn't ride off into the sunset together or anything, did they?
I
can't really remember how it ended with them.
The guy from the boat.
I don't, it's been so long.
See, I don't even remember the guy from the boat. I'm going to have to go back and rewatch this.
Oh, it's the guy from the boat, the one night that she was on the boat. You don't remember?
Nope. Oh, the guy, it was like an, yeah.
Nope,
yeah.
Don't remember it.
I do remember that. Yeah, I don't remember how it
is. Doesn't he have a daughter? And doesn't she meet the guy with the boat and the daughter at the end? And they walk off like that's what, who?
Nope.
What?
Got nothing.
What do you mean, no?
No, I'm sure you're right. I do not remember
sure
that.
I'm right. I never get this stuff right.
Mm. The more you know. We're going to go back and watch all of that again. I do not have any more details on this. I don't have the rest of the cast. I don't have when it goes into production. I don't have when they're expecting it to be on your television. But they have, Apple TV Plus has officially renewed Ted Lasso for season 4. With Jason Sudeikis on board, no other castings are officially confirmed at this time, although it had been reported that options had been picked up for Hannah, Brett Goldstein, and Jeremy Swift. I think, is that Higgins? Is that the guy's name?
Don't know. But here's the, in the Ted Lasso series finale, Rebecca ends up with a new love interest, a mysterious man she met on a houseboat in Amsterdam named Mathis, played by Matteo Vandergrin.
I'm going to have to definitely go back and watch it all. Oh, well, poor me. I've got to go back and watch the cutest, most uplifting show of all time again. I was pretty bummed out when Keely broke up with Roy Kent.
Oh, at 925 says, Vinny's right about Ted Lasso, the guy from the boat that they meet at the airport in the end with his daughter and walk off together. Nancy, Concord.
No recollection of that. I will say that the show Severance, I watched the first season and I thought, oh, I'm ready for season 2. I'm ready for that. I remember, you know, I get it. I remember it. And I went back and watched it and was like, this is like watching a whole new show. I get it. I have it, the concept. I've got it down. But all the things that happened in between, I didn't get those at all. I forgot 80% of what happened in that thing. I didn't remember that Helly and him had a moment, you know, that moment at the end there. Man, it is so twisted what Audi Helly did.
Yeah.
So wrong.
Yes, it is.
Mm. That chick is twisted.
While I don't normally binge shows, I feel like that is one of the main culprits in forgetting what you've watched is by letting that thing roll 12 episodes in one day.
Yeah, it's hard to pull off though. So if they're available and I've got the time, I will keep watching them. But watching it again was great. And I'm thinking that is exactly, and I'm going to love watching Ted Lasso again. I think when the third season came out, I might've gone back and watched the first two seasons again. I can't really remember. I saw some promo for something and Jamie Tart was in it. I don't know what that actor's name is, but it was some serious thing that I was watching. Like, you know, when you have your Apple TV on and it's playing your previews of all kinds of, I'm like, I'm pretty sure that was Jamie Tart on there.
Mm.
Whatever his name
He's
is.
He's a good looking kid.
He is. Killer. Ted Lasso renewed for season 4. Jason Sudeikis in the mix. Faux show. That's it. Exciting though. I'm really happy about it. Were you a Ted Lasso fan?
Huge.
Okay, good.
I'm thinking of rewatching this weekend just based on the conversation.
Oh. Hmm. Maybe you should. Or maybe you should catch up on Survivor.
Okay. I know.
You know what? Do whatever makes you happy, honestly. These days,
it.
You can't tell anybody what to watch because there's just too many things. And everybody's got a list
Way
going.
Too many.
And you just put it on your list and you forget all about it. And someday, you'll never get to any of it. Don't worry. This is fun. I like this. Did you grab me any audio from the Kardashians? So there's a show on TV. It's called The Kardashians. It used to be called Keeping Up with the Kardashians when it was on E! And now there's no way you can keep up with them anymore. So it's just called The Kardashians. Watch this show. It's called The Kardashians. And it is pretty slickly produced. It's a major upgrade from the original show. I haven't watched a ton of it, but enough that I'm like, wow, that's pretty slick. And they still have their bunch of vapid floozies with nothing going on. But okay, here we go. This is Kim Kardashian talking about her split from Chris Humphries, who is two husbands ago.
So this starts with her talking about, she's talking about all of her engagement rings that she's had, which okay. is kind of funny.
All right.
I wonder what my next ring shape will be. And my last and final hurrah. Number one was a cushion cut, 14 carat. I still
Mom's.
Have it. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. And then number two, bill. You bought from Lorraine.
Yeah, which I had to give to Chris
in
Humphries.
In the divorce. Yeah.
Wait, Lorraine, my Chris Humphries ring was an emerald cut, right? How many carats? 18?
About 18 with the sides.
Did you keep it?
I didn't keep that. I was pregnant with North, still married to him. And in order to divorce him, he said I had to give him the ring in my divorce.
Jesus. That she bought,
that I
way.
Bought.
Wow. Yeah. Savage.
She contributed it. A fifth.
You know what? Best getting rid of yeah. what you could have done. Was
I know, but I would have loved a collection.
You know, the poor dear. She paid 4/5 of the price of her 18-carat diamond that Chris Humphrey got her. That is the funniest part of the whole thing. She can't be with someone who can't put a giant rock on her hand, so she has to do it herself so that the world goes, oh, she's so lucky.
Well, the fact is he could have done it and wouldn't, obviously. He's a basketballer. He has money.
Who knows what that ring was cost?
But she needs
she needed it to be. That He's is, like, here's how much I'm willing to spend on it.
I don't know how any of
salary.
You watch that crap. That is unlistenable. Mm.
Well, it's a lot of this. And we're talking about our rings and our collections of things that Ugh. Only rich people can relate to. I would have liked to have the full collection, but I'm down one because stupid Chris Humphries. I should have just bought it off of him so I could keep it. What was that? Was that like an emerald cut or something?
The Amazing. Estimated cost of that ring was between $200,000 and $500,000.
Oh, that's free. It's basically free to those people. They don't care. She should have just
Chloe
bought it back.
From season one to now. Can you see it?
I can. Yep. Yeah, she's the one she has changed the most.
Turns out surgery can work wonders. Mm. Often.
Yep.
It can go badly.
Right.
But wow.
It's worked out for the Kardashian-Jenner girls because, I mean, have you seen pictures of, look at Kylie from the first episode. I think she's just a little girl.
She
was maybe
a
like 12.
Girl. Yeah,
12 years old. And I really did think to myself, well, there's no hope for that one. That's too bad. And now she's the most beautiful of all of them.
Yeah. And has the biggest star.
Yeah, oh, yes. She's with Timothée Chalamet, who is, by the way, he looks like a little stick man climbing around on a big bulbous mountain. That's got to be kind of comical.
She's getting your boy.
Oh, it's fine. She can have him. Please. I'm over him.
All right. You're over him?
Yes. I don't like all the wispy hair, facial hair. I like him better. I like him better. I like Timothée Chalamet from about 3 years ago. Yeah.
What a fair weather fan you are.
This is breaking news. I mean, that's huge.
Is it?
Yeah, because you've been so into him and like.
I think he's cute. I do still think he's cute, but he's not for me.
All right.
It's not.
Breaking news.
It's actually not breaking news.
Repeat your statement.
No.
Say it again.
Okay. I'm not that into him anymore. Timothée Chalamet.
Oh,
he's
okay.
Out.
I was like, what? Who are you not that into?
Oh.
I'm not that into him anymore.
Well,
I'm
not that
John?
Into.
John?
No, I love John.
John!
I'm into John the most. Ryan Reynolds, he's out. That's not breaking news anymore. I broke that news. That news was broken. Vinny.
Is that because, you know, all the Blake
I don't like
Lively
it.
Mess
I'm
he's
not,
got all
I
over
I am
him?
Not into
oh,
any
that
of
is
it.
Terrible.
They seem like, it seems like, isn't there enough for everyone? Isn't there enough to go around? Did we really have to smear people to wrest their creative works away from them? It feels ugly. They're saying there were some big sort of decisions made as to what could and couldn't be released text-wise and beyond just Jason or Justin Baldoni, which whatever his name is, and Blake Lively. Like, there's going to be some secrecy involved in some of the text, but some of it is going to be released into the public world. But they're saying it's not really a win for either side and that in the end, this thing is going to wind up getting settled and we'll never know the outcome. Or who was really at fault and who wasn't.
I'm excited for
it to be over.
The public world release.
Well, it won't be if they don't go to trial.
Oh.
I know. Well, maybe they'll go to trial. You know, I don't know. But they're saying they're probably going to find a way to settle it. All I need to know is who pays who. Who pays whom?
Well, I don't think that's fair. I think we need to see the trial because we've been dragged through this entire mess and now you're going to just bolt back down.
We're totally invested in it. Like, I tried to not involve, I was like, this is confusing and I don't know exactly what she's claiming. And we stayed off it for a while until it just became, it was just everywhere. It is a good movie.
But those of you out in the public world, we all deserve answers.
All right. Time for a mini game. Just a quick throwback to the Kim Kardashian, Chris Humphries marriage. What year did they spend 72 days married in? What year were they married?
2010.
Okay.
I don't think North is that old. I'll say 2011.
2011 is the exact year.
Oh.
72 days.
Don't smile. Don't enjoy that. Don't do it.
You know, am I the only one who thinks that her saying I was pregnant with North and still married to Chris Humphries seemed a little bit off?
You didn't think that whole freaking obnoxious conversation was off?
It was all off. But does that make North like 15 years old? Like, I don't understand. I guess maybe she'd be like 13.
Well, it's 2025 and that was 2011.
Yeah, but if she was pregnant then, maybe she's like 13 years old.
Yeah.
It just feels like, really? So she immediately got with Kanye and was pregnant 1 minute later? Because she was still married to this guy. And they were only 72 days in.
Like, she's a role model.
For whom?
I don't know, but...
For people who want to be rich.
I'll tell you something. She is a role model because she has that entire look is... We were just talking about this a week or so ago. Like, you go to the mall, every girl has the long, straight black hair, the nipped in waist. There's all these waist trainers, all these things you can buy to look more like a Kardashian. The lip liner and the whole, just the look and the kind of blank face, like never smile because you'll crease your cheeks. So weird.
Well, I did kind of judge.
Judging
I don't know how you watch the Kardashians, if that's the audio and it's, indicative of what you're going to see when you watch that show. But I watch, pro surfing, and I can imagine someone going, they're all doing the same thing.
Yeah. But it's about our style.
You don't know. You got it.
We got Riz over here.
There's, intricate details you don't understand. Okay, I get it. I watch dumb stuff.
There's yours is different. Yours is some people who have worked their whole lives to develop some kind of skill. The bunch of bimbos who make up the Kardashian family are famous because their dad defended OJ and the oldest sister did something to Ray J and it was caught on tape and now it's in every porn store ever. I'm sure it's available online as well. Like, that's why they're famous. This whole self-made billionaire Kylie thing, okay, sure. You went to work every day at the place that, it's the house that Kim built.
Yeah. But, they still watch the show and...
Oh, no, people do.
And I'm listening to that.
I bought the Skims from her. Oh, my God, it's amazing.
You have the Skims, that's right.
I do. They're so tiny. You can't even get your arm into it.
Yeah, you never even put that on, though, did you?
I did. I told you. I wrestled myself into it. It took me half an hour to get that thing on. And I was sweating when I was done with it. It's on my Instagram. I bought an XL, sort of full torso down the thigh thing to wear underneath the dress I was going to wear to a wedding.
Singlet.
It did. It does. And it was, it's sort of like, I don't know, what white girl flesh tone. And I pull it out of the tiny little package it comes in and it is, 11 inches tall. And then you start to put it on. And once you get it on, it does work. Like the way that the butt cheek thing squeezes and lifts, you're like, oh my God.
A butt cheek.
And then you realize, oh my God, that's right. And then there's an opening because you can't take the whole thing off to go to the bathroom. So there's a, I don't even want to say what we called it, but it's there.
Why don't you want to say?
Because it was just like, oh my God. The end of that story. If you look on and I'll tell you something else. There are not a lot of posts on my Instagram, so you can easily find it. I'm standing in my closet holding it up and it's tiny.
What's that handle?
Oh, Clarky Clark. Clarkie. Clark. I will not be bothering you with posts. Please follow me. Okay. Up next is Lizzo. Lizzo has she's been on Instagram and she's, I'm following her weight loss journey and yada, yada, but she hasn't played a show in a couple of years. She was sued by members of her dance troupes. And she said that she body shamed them. And there were all kinds of, sort of like hostile work environment allegations that were made. And she played her first show. This is Lizzo. She played her first show in 2 years Wednesday night in Los Angeles. And she says in the time that she was gone, she's been dealing with a lot, including a lawsuit from these backup dancers. She told the crowd in L.A., I was so heartbroken by the world and so deeply hurt that I didn't want to live anymore. But something turned all that around. She went to a concert. This is Lizzo at somebody else's concert. And as she's walking through the crowd, someone she didn't know looked at her and they had an eye lock. And the person said, Lizzo, I love you. And that one simple gesture of love, which I would think there'd be people screaming, I love you, just all the time. But
yeah, the quiet connections, I think the point.
Yeah. The one simple gesture of love and support inspired her to return to music. She said, after that, I was like, damn, you can't get this ass on the internet, bro. This is the kind of love you only get in real life.
Mm-hmm.
So she's got a new album. I don't have a release date on it, but she did drop a new single yesterday. It's called Still Bad. It does contain profanity. We will not be playing that for you. You can find it. But Love in Real Life is the name of the new album. And I feel like, okay, maybe she learned some stuff from some of the allegations. Maybe she didn't. But either way.
Being in a band, and I know she's Lizzo, not in a band, but just a touring troupe of people. It used to be chaos, absolute debauchery. And I don't know, I wasn't there, but I've read things where I thought, this isn't anything like a normal workplace. You just can't put normal workplace rules around what's happening.
It's like putting workplace rules on a freaking freak show carnival.
Right. And the same is true, and we see this in the NFL and other sports where the boss, the coach, is bright red, spitting and screaming and losing their, you can't possibly have just done that. None of that's acceptable, but these are different workplaces. And I'm not in any way excusing Lizzo if she did something that made someone feel bad, but I do think it's a completely separate world. Yes. There's no HR on tour. And so maybe that's something that needs to be explained to people who join a tour is while we'll do our best, because Lizzo may have been bleep-faced at some, whatever she did or said is part of the tour, reality. Right. Like, you're just out there, you are a rolling party. And if you've ever been to parties, there are party fouls all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I'm not trying to excuse her, but it just feels weird that someone in her group said, I'm suing you.
Yeah. You make a good point, though. There are certain jobs. There is no question that if I got yelled at by a coach here, I would not continue to work here and I would be super mad and maybe I would sue. That is unacceptable behavior in a workplace. And for football players, for any sport, whatever, you're on the team, you're a paid member of the team, you've signed a contract with them. And, apparently part of that is this guy's allowed to berate you and scream at you anytime you F up.
That may very well change. And it may also change how tours are conducted as well because of these types of lawsuits. But
who's in charge of it? Is that a Live Nation thing? Like they're promoting this concert. They're putting it together. Like, is there a union for the roadies? Like is it the record company?
I don't know how that works.
Lizzo Inc.
I remember asking, I think it was Jim Carrey, about not his dollar amount of pay, but how's that work? And he was like, I believe he said, might have been someone else, but it was something like, I get a weekly paycheck just like you do.
They split it up however long it's gonna cost.
The agreed amount for the time that I'm working on that film, I'm getting that divided up and paid out weekly. And who's paying Lizzo out when she goes out on tour? I would guess that's the boss.
The record company, I guess. Yeah.
So
if it's Universal Records, are they the ones responsible? So do they now have to be sending corpos?
I've never asked anybody. Yeah. Have you?
No. It never occurred to me until some of this stuff started happening. But you make a great point. I mean, I compare that to our job, or really anybody's office job, compared to the job of being a sports player or a touring musician.
I was thinking about
totally different parameters.
Recently, there are now people who are holding musicians to a higher standard about the way they operate or who they do work with, and they're voting by not buying tickets to those shows. But if you heard about the behavior of Motley Crue or Led Zeppelin or one of these old rock bands from the early days of music and touring, you'd be like, those guys all have to be canceled by today's standards.
Every single one of them. There are so many they thought were funny horror stories about things that happened to young ladies who were fans of the band or young men. I have no idea. It is really jaw dropping through today's lens.
Right.
They put those little anecdotes into their books because they knew people would be like, what? Yeah, man, that's what it's like to be in a band. Anyway, we're out of time. Vinny, what you got?
There's a growing interest in not twosomes, threesomes these.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
I mean it, girl. That's right. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny Alice's morning show. It's Friday. We're all very excited about that. You can listen live, win contests, and get our full show podcast. Check us out at RadioAlice.com.
That was very cute. Is that what John says to you? I mean it, girl.
Hey, girl.
Does he say that to you? Does he say that? Is that what?
Yeah, I guess. Sure. I mean, I hope he means it.
I mean it, girl.
Says a lot of really nice things.
Okay.
Hey, girl. Guys will bang anything. I mean it, girl. You look just fine. Not that you have to have an opinion about it.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Saturday Morning Special. Get your Sarah and Vinny six days a week with the Saturday Morning Special. 6 to 10 a.m., the best of what happened on the show the past week, every Saturday morning on Alice.
I love it.
We are in the middle of another atmospheric river dumping so much rain and snow. The snow, good.
Yeah, the snow is great.
The rain's good, too, but boy, the drive-in today was not a party, and I'm sure you're dealing with that now. Sorry about it. St. Patrick's Day parade is tomorrow here in San Francisco, and there'll be other festivities. I'm sure you can search that up on Google. Selection Sunday for March Madness is Sunday, and then the action begins the next week, so that's good stuff. March Madness takes over for a couple weeks.
It does. I try to ignore it. It's not really my thing. But I have a feeling as I look over at Twitchy over there, yeah. I have a feeling I'm not going to be able to ignore it too much.
I like it, but I don't.
It's fine.
I don't have time
I'm glad people have something to
watch games.
Do and besides work.
I'll check it out. But
great.
Yeah, and I certainly don't bet my actual money on whether or not I'm going to be able to pick a bracket.
We're not going to do a bracket?
I'll do a bracket.
Yeah, I'll do
one. If you pull in a bracket, I'll fill one out, but it's not because I will know. It'll be, I probably have as good a chance of anyone as winning the $1 million.
I'm going to start with this story because it's less sexy than the story I teased you with. That's the one about three ways.
Oh,
but
yeah.
This one,
I'm waiting on
yet.
The.
Oh, not yet. Keep that handy.
All right.
Apple
is sexy. It's not that sexy. It's not sexy enough. Go on.
What? Apple is planning new AirPods. Feature that will allow the earbuds to live translate an in-person conversation into another language.
Oh, this is where we're going.
The capability will be offered as part of an AirPods software upgrade due later this year.
So my existing new AirPods, I'll be able to do this. That is insanity. And imagine if someone who, let's say, is a Spanish speaker and they've got them in their ears and you have yours in your, and it's, I mean, you could be sitting there having a full conversation.
It's beautiful.
It really is beautiful.
It's beautiful. It absolutely will change everything for all travelers.
You'll be able to go anywhere.
It will further increase our laziness because now we won't even try to learn a word.
Why would we?
I'm going to France and I don't care.
You know who knows
these things?
The languages are known by Apple.
Uh-huh.
And so we'll be able to.
I know someone.
Freaking
actually,
great.
I can't believe I didn't think of this. Party's girlfriend, that's my father-in-law's girlfriend, worked for Apple for a minute in translation from English to French.
Oh my.
She's a French
speaker.
Yes.
Native.
Yes.
Francophone.
And
she's a francophone.
But that was her gig. She would translate.
Mm.
I don't think she does it anymore, but that's they employ people in probably all over the world that do these types of things. And now your regular AirPods, the ones you've got at home, they'll be tied to the next update, OS 19. We're currently in 18.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, who knows, someone's writing as we speak that, you know, Google already does this, you guys.
Well, listen, Google does do this. If you use, if you open Google Translate on your phone and you hold it over a menu, it will completely change all the words from one language to English or from whatever language to whatever language. And that is not new technology. The funniest part of it, though, is that, like, I think that we were looking for hamburgers and I think they were called meat wounds. So, you know, you have to kind of figure it out a little bit because as it was doing
Where was that?
In Germany, I think. I'm like just trying to find.
I'm not eating a meat wound.
Well, it wasn't a meat. I mean, aren't they all meat wounds?
Yes.
Any kind of meat that you're eating?
Listen, my ability to eat meat is just hanging by a thread as it is. Trust me.
You don't want any threads in your meat, Vin.
I don't.
Cut the thread.
Any worse, any more trouble, and
but
I'm out.
I'm thinking now, you know, those glasses. We just got those Ray-Bans that we've done exactly one video with and put it up. It's amazing. Totally worth it. So we got these Ray-Bans, and I'm telling you, it's going to be heads-up stuff. Like, one of the hardest things about, like, being in Japan was you'd have to wait through. It's such so international there that it was scrolling through in the subways. You'd have to sit and wait for the English translation to come up on every single sign as they're scrolling through all these things. But now you'd be able to just look through those glasses, and at some point, we'll have a heads-up display that will translate everything around us. It's going to be amazing. It's going to make the whole world more accessible, and we'll maybe have a better understanding of other people and their cultures and what they go through. I think it's going to be great.
It does appear this technology has been on the Google Pixel Buds. So is new to Apple, though, and you know, I don't know what the percentage of
so this is just an
is.
In-ear translator.
It's an in-ear translator. So you'll put in your Apple AirPods, and you'll be able to have a conversation, and it will be translated for you. I love it.
It's incredible. It makes the world even smaller. We'll be able to talk to other people.
I hope to travel a little more in the next 10 years and would love to use this.
Yep. Because you can feel very lost and cut off.
You feel like you're getting had and you're mistrustful of people who are actually trying to help you. Is this person getting me?
Here's some money. Just give me back my right amount of change. Thank you. I trust you. Feels light.
Am I getting got? I don't like getting got. This is really, I feel very vulnerable right now. But
it's good to have someone who speaks the language. Yes. And if someone was in your ear going, no, you're getting got. That's it. Do not take that money back. That'd be helpful. I don't know if the translator does that, but they should.
This next story is kind of surprising to me, actually. I realize there's just a strange thing happening in the world where young people don't seem to find themselves wanting to get involved with others in a romantic way at all.
Right.
We keep seeing those stories where it's like,
I'll just be alone.
People getting into their mid-20s still haven't said I love you to a person they're interested in yet. And that seems like part of a rite of passage almost.
Right. Those early relationships, you learn so much about yourself and about relationships and about other people. And I feel like they're not having those kind of interactions.
There's things I can look back on. I can look back on my high school relationship and say, I don't know that that was love, but it was at that time for me. And I got that, you know, oh my God, my tummy hurts. I'm so compromised here. Like that feeling where you're like, Jesus.
It's where you start to learn to cope with things.
Like that lunatic so much that her
hormones
on her boobies. That was part of it.
Yes. Yep. It's
always those boobies. Always them.
Yeah.
And you don't have anything to compare it against. So you're like, it's everything.
Threesomes have gained considerable momentum among Americans, with 69% reporting increased interest.
Now,
over recent years.
When you say threesome, are we talking about just, because I feel like dudes have always been interested in threesomes in the traditional sense of, hey man, two girls and me, and we mess around for an hour and then we all go away and maybe one of them stays because she's my girlfriend, but not for long because we're already doing threesomes. So do you think that this is about thruples, like three people who are all in a relationship together, or is this people are just more interested in three ways, glorious three ways? I mean,
I think probably that what this article is getting at, and there's certainly people who will get into that. What did you call that? Multiple relationship?
Polyamory.
Polyamory.
Yeah, thruple, sure.
Thruple, that's another. Okay, so I do think this has more to do with people who are doing this but not looking for the traditional long-term relationship.
Okay.
So that's like it.
So this is a straight. This is a sex thing where I'm just looking to throw at least one more person in the mix. It's not necessarily another girl or another guy. It's anybody.
But I also think my point was, and I'm maybe doing a bad job, is just that you're not really a relationship person. Like, you see all these dating apps and girls going, you can't get a guy to actually take you. You might flirt with them and then they just leave you left on red, and they're, because their options are aplenty and they are not settling down. It's some of that stuff where people are finding themselves saying, I might as well have some adventures. Like, what
so
else
I'm
am
just
I going
to
like,
do? Right. I'm not looking to commit. I'm just looking to have some fun, and maybe I can go on a three-way website. And
surveyed users believe age groups 25 to 34 and 35 to 44 are most active in seeking threesomes. Mm. And I, like I said, people who are staying single longer into their life find themselves going, yeah, why wouldn't I? I don't know.
Is this a situation where, like, two best friends, we've been together since grade school and neither of us has anybody, let's put up a profile together and ask for a third?
Dating apps dominate as the preferred method to find threesome partners.
Oh. So you can, like, probably check that box?
We're looking for a third.
Okay.
As opposed to trying to get your girlfriend to go down to the Red Onion at happy hour and pull some chick out of there. And then hopefully,
oh my God,
the two of them will come home to you.
Hey, I got a guy back at the house. You
you down?
No strings. Want to go?
Yeah. I think
okay,
that,
I'll do it. It sounds great. Oh my God. It's going to be so fun. Let me just finish this drink real quick. Okay. I like that.
Have you had a threesome?
Yeah.
And how'd that happen? And how'd you get your wife to agree to it?
This was before my wife.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It was a St. Patrick's Day. We had done an event. Yeah. And
so this is an anniversary. You were working at this station.
I was working at this station.
Oh. He got so much tail when he worked here. It was unbelievable.
I did have a good run.
Yeah. I'd be looking around for Maddie and go, oh, I don't want to interrupt that. Oh my God.
And it was
you let him try to date some ladies, but when I was trying to pick up, what's her name? Colby Calais' manager.
Oh my God. You know, listen, if you'd done that on your time, that would have been some. We were all on stage waiting for you to stop hitting on Colby Calais' manager. Where's Vinny? You guys, I'm busy. you're busy with the wrong thing.
Did it work? Did it anything
out? No, it pulled me out of there. I never saw the lady again. Anyway, go on with your...
No, so I had one with two women and they were a couple. And they just...
Went after you.
And it was, you know, they're awkward. They're a little awkward. But there was one time at the Irish Bank where there were three girls.
Three girls?
And they said, we're taking you home. And I'm like, sure you are. And they did. And that one was really awkward because, like, one of them all of a sudden decided she had a boyfriend and this was weird. Yeah.
Drinking was involved then.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, very much involved. But I wouldn't say I've had a wonderful threesome experience ever, just a couple awkward ones.
So two.
Two. Well, one was a foursome, one was a threesome.
Mm. Oh, mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know anybody else who's had a foursome.
Haven't you?
No. Mm. Foursome? No.
69% of Americans report growing interest in threesomes.
Ha ha ha, 69%.
Well, I mean, that's just a coincidence, but I'm just saying.
Oh, you haven't played my It's Friday at all yet.
I did once this morning.
Oh yeah, I guess you did.
What are we talking about?
I'm thinking that's a fun Friday fact. 69% of Americans want a three-way. We might as well have a 69 on Friday. What's the number if you add another person?
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 415 says, ruins relationships. No way, Sarah. You stayed good friends with Rick and Melanie, didn't you?
Melanie? Yeah, but they broke up.
Was that the name, Melanie?
I had a couple with Melanie.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Will you guys post some old pictures of Maddie and you two from back when you all worked together before? I wasn't here. So that would have to be Sarah and Maddie.
Yeah. I'm sure I have pictures like that floating around. But
I know I've got one of us in race car outfits when we did
racing. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
707 says, monogamy is boring and unnatural.
Okay, thanks for your 2 cents.
My almost 19-year-old has never even said she likes someone that way. Definitely not dated or even shown interest in dating anyone. She is attractive, funny, and a cool person who gets good grades and is smart, too. Yeah, I think that there are people truly making a decision to not to. Like, as we get more socially awkward, it's socially awkward enough to be like, will you go with me when you're in fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth grade?
It's such a weird world out there.
It's a weird thing. And then on top of that, as we hear guys are like being told, be careful. No means no. Don't pressure anyone. You find yourself going, get it.
Consent can be very hot.
The translator sounds a little bit one-sided, though. You can't have a conversation with somebody if they don't speak the same language as you.
Well, that's why I'm saying if both people who both speak different languages have the translation going,
then you're good to go.
Then you're good to go. It'll make for long, awkward pauses while the thing translates and says it into your ear, I guess. I don't know how all that will work, but it will be better than not being able to. I really feel like the times that I've had interesting conversations and heard stories from and connected with people on these vacations where we've been in places that don't necessarily speak English, those have been the best parts of those vacations and those experiences. And I think that this would just give you more of that. Like the world would open up to people. You could have connected, you'd start to get other people's humor. You'd, you know, hear more about their lives. There wouldn't be this stumbling block of not having a shared language.
I think as a traveler, you would just feel really relieved to know what they're saying.
Yes.
Even if you can't, just to hear what they just said. Now I know.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of, Vinny, let's see. My daughter went to get her nails done and heard a lady speaking Vietnamese to her coworkers talking crap about the person next to her. She was using her phone to translate.
Wow.
No more talking crap.
Mm, I've wondered about that. Like when people are laughing together, speaking a different language, you're like,
Oh, they're laughing at you.
Oh, well, I figure they are.
Everybody is talking about you.
Yeah, exactly. Doesn't everyone think that?
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, Jelly Roll, Beyonce, and Oasis.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.